Unleash the Hounds. Oh, yeah, L.A. Watchdog from CityWatchLA.com. Jack Comfreyville joins us as he does every Tuesday at this time. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hey, Doug. Very well, thank you.
So we got the new Bradley Terminal. I dropped my brother-in-law off at the airport on Sunday. I was watching the inspiring spires of the new Bradley International Arrivals Terminal. And inside the Bradley Terminal, we have the new pavilion named for...
the mayor.
Antonio Villaraigosa. The Antonio R. Villaraigosa Pavilion.
Isn't that something? It's incredible that, you know, he has the hubris to go out there and honor himself while he's in office. And, you know, the poor commissioners probably don't have a choice because he appointed these guys. So this sounds like a really cooked deal.
Well, you have to admit, though, and as he dashes off to China to get one more big international junket on the taxpayer dime before he leaves office, and who knows? He doesn't leave office until July 1st. He could probably get 8 or 9 more trips in. But if any mayor, even much more so than Tom Bradley, if any mayor should have his name on a building at the airport, it's Tony V, since he spent more time at the airport than he did at City Hall.
Absolutely. That's why LA Weekly dubbed him the 11% mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's globetrotting. I don't know how many trips he's been to, you know, outside of the country. I know he's been to Europe and he's been to Asia a couple of times, or I think three times actually. In South America. I mean, he's a pretty peripatetic guy.
Yeah. Well, it's where's Waldo and where's Antonio? And we are talking with Jack Comfreyville, CityWatchLA.com. I actually think that the Antonio R. Villaraigosa Pavilion inside the Bradley Terminal is wonderful because if you think about it, what is it? They've named a big empty space after him that has no substance. It's just a big cavernous empty, you know, space that where you could buy breath mints and sunglasses. Now, Jack, this is election day. And the city of Los Angeles is going to, the voters in Los Angeles are going to pick a new mayor, a new city controller, and potentially a new city attorney if Carmen Trutanich does not win against in his race against Mike Fuhrer, we'll have a new city attorney. How do you see the race breaking down?
Well, I think one of the interesting aspects is going to be the over and under for the number of people that vote. I mean, I would be surprised if it's going to be more than 20%, you know, just given what's going on. But, you know, in very many ways, Doug, I don't think, you know, with regards to the mayor, I don't think it really makes a whole lot of difference. And the reason I say that is two reasons. One is we have a very powerful city council. And as was noted by Robin Kramer in an article in the world-famous Larchmont Chronicle, is, you know, that basically, you know, The city council is the governing body, and I think under Herb Wesson, you're going to see him enforce a lot more discipline on its various members. And quite frankly, I think that's a little bit scary, especially given his past history when he was Speaker of the House with Gray Davis. I think the other thing is that just given the city's financial condition, you know, with the $30 billion of, you know, pension liabilities and unfunded deferred maintenance, there's really not going to be a lot of financial flexibility.
Well,
there.
You see, that's why I think that a lot of the charges and countercharges about who's more beholden to the unions is almost a moot point because there isn't anything to give them. I mean, there just isn't. but I think you're right, Jack, about how powerful Herb Wesson could be as president of city council because half the city council are rookies. They're freshmen. The veterans and even two of the veterans, Mitch Englander and Joe Buscaino, have not been there that long. So you have a relatively inexperienced city council and the old hand is Herb Wesson. He could be exceptionally powerful, but it's going to be fascinating. We'll see how it breaks down. It's in the hands of the voters now. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Jack Comfreyville, LA City Watchdog.